State utility regulators have adopted a new policy on electric vehicles. Among other provisions, it encourages regulated utilities to play a role in education and outreach programs related to electric vehicles and infrastructure, and to set up charging stations in low-income and rural areas, as well as on interstate highways. Some critics worry non-EV owners could end up subsidizing a mode of transportation they do not or cannot use. But supporters, including Diane Brown, say that shouldn't be an issue. Brown is executive director of the Arizona Public Interest Research Group Education Fund, and she joins me. So, Diane, why do you think this new policy is a good thing?
It's a great thing, not just a good thing, Mark. One of the reasons that we're very supportive of the commission moving forward in adopting an electric vehicle policy is that they are really looking toward the future as well as the present when it comes to electric vehicles. And there's been recent research that was commissioned by the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project and Western Resource Advocates that has shown a lot of really great economic benefits for residential ratepayers through moving forward with increasing the electric vehicle infrastructure in our state.
And when you talk about residential ratepayers and the economic benefits, it sounds like you're going beyond just people who buy electric vehicles.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we have been looking at and what the study really looked at was not just people who purchase electric vehicles, where we already know that those folks are saving money in operating and maintenance and gasoline on an annual basis, but folks who may not own an electric vehicle right now or may never own an electric vehicle. And there's really great cost savings to those folks as well.
How so?
It's a really good question, and I think it's very counterintuitive for most folks. You know, you think of building infrastructure, you think it's going to cost more money. I'm going to ask you to just and ask listeners just to put themselves back into the middle of July just for a few seconds. And if you think about, you know, our 100 plus degree temperatures and running the air conditioner, running dishwasher and washing machine and all the other appliances that we run, our electric system is really built for that in Arizona. We want to make sure that we can get people to be able to use their appliances to use what they want to use electricity for. But the rest of the time, especially days like today where it's really nice out, we may not be running air conditioner or heater, we know that there's a lot of underutilization in the grid. And so as we have more electric vehicles on the road and more of them are charging at night off those kind of peak times a day when everyone else is kind of using a lot of electricity, it will help spread the cost among all ratepayers.
But if I am a homeowner who does not have an electric car, but I maybe am a customer of a utility that has to go put up a bunch of infrastructure, it does seem counterintuitive that that would somehow save me money, that other people are charging their vehicles at night, but I'm still using electricity the way I've always used it.
Yes. And the reason that you would be saving as someone who doesn't own an electric vehicle is because there is more use on the grid than there is today. So we are all paying for the infrastructure costs right now, whether or not they're being fully utilized. And so while we always encourage folks to be more energy efficient, we also want to be able to use our grid in a smarter way. And so we know that more electric vehicles have already entered the market in Arizona and are on our roads. We know that the trend is for a lot more of that to happen. And so we're going to be using more electricity to charge up our vehicles. It's smart to do it at a time that is most beneficial to the grid. And that, again, is going to spread out the cost, which will end up dropping the cost for every ratepayer.
Do you see this in some ways as kind of a chicken and the egg situation where you need utilities or private companies to put up charging stations for electric vehicles before people will really buy them and trust that they can get where they're going? But at the same time, those same entities might be reluctant to do that before there's sort of a critical mass of electric cars on the roads to use those facilities. Is that in any way the situation we're seeing right now?
One of the things that we're seeing, and I think, again, why the commission really should be applauded for moving forward with an electric vehicle policy. And I will also note that there's a lot of details that still need to be worked out. That said, we know that there are private charging companies out there. We know that there's a lot of places, particularly again in the Valley, where people can charge. We also know, though, that private companies are not knocking down the doors to start putting charging stations on our interstate highways or in rural areas. And those are areas where people will also want to be able to travel with an electric vehicle. People may also want to own an electric vehicle that aren't now because of some of the infrastructure challenges. And so we've seen the trends in Arizona. I think it's really important to note that since 2011, we've seen a six-fold increase in the amount of electric vehicles on the road. There are 45 different models of electric vehicles out right now. Projection in a few years is to get to 100. We know that this is a trend where it is happening. It is now. And we think it's really wise that the commission and utilities are starting to look at how do we make this most beneficial for ratepayers and how do we make sure that we are really looking at this in a comprehensive manner.
When you look at the infrastructure that's going to be needed in terms of charging stations, and I imagine there's other stuff that needs to happen as well, do you envision that coming from those private companies we talked about? Do you think utilities are going to be getting into that game as well if they're not already?
Yeah, the utilities certainly have a role in helping to electrify our transportation system. And that, I believe, is one of the key components to what commissioners had in mind as they advanced their electric vehicle policy. You know, utilities aren't the be-all, end-all when it comes to this. There's definitely a role for private charging companies as well, but we really need to look at how all of these pieces fit together. And I think the idea of having a statewide plan is really important and is also a step that the commission is considering.
That's Diane Brown, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Interest Research Group Education Fund. Diane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.